We can't reopen the economy. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. I certainly want the economy to be reopened. I want things to go back to normal, but I don't want it so much so that people's lives are put in danger. And that is what we're seeing right now. Some states have lifted their stay-at-home orders. North Carolina has not, fortunately. That's a state where I live. South Carolina has, Georgia has, Tennessee has. So those are many of the states that border North Carolina, and their governors, for whatever reason, have decided that the best thing to do is to not close the states down. This was a grievous error to do this. It puts people in close proximity to each other, which will spread coronavirus, and coronavirus does not recognize borders, so it will spread throughout the country. Of course, it's difficult to have the economy shut down. Nobody wanted this, but it's much better to deal with it now and to survive than to spread this thing and have many, many more people die. Just yesterday, we had more people, we've now had, as of yesterday, more people die from the coronavirus than died in the entire Vietnam War. So you're talking about a month, a little over a month, and we've had over 58,000 people that have died as a result of this. And it's not going away anytime soon. I hate to say that. Infection rates are down a little bit. Deaths are down a little bit, but deaths are still very high. I mean, when you're having a couple thousand people die per day, it's just very damaging. Now, the way that the stay-at-home order is drafted in North Carolina is, in general, the general rule is people need to stay home unless, you know, you got to go to the grocery store and stuff like that. Now, that there was a little bit more flexibility with that, but then the governor imposed more restrictions more recently, where he limited the number of people that could go into grocery stores, and you had to keep a certain distance apart and stuff like that. Now, certain businesses can operate. They are called, quote, essential businesses under the governor's order. There are a wide variety of businesses that can still stay open, food, people that are grocery stores, businesses that that provide certain services, such as lawyers, law offices can still stay open. But there are generally businesses that are deemed essential for the maintaining of the economy. I mean, basically, you can't shut everything down because the economy would shut down and completely, and then that would be a problem too, because then you wouldn't be able to provide medical services. Obviously, hospitals, certain types of medical services are still allowed, but it would be a big mistake to open everything too soon. There are all of these open up protests that are taking place throughout the country, and North Carolina's had a couple of them lately, and it's just ridiculous that people are doing this, that they're gathering in large groups with no face masks, no gloves, and they're breathing on each other, and many of them have already started to get the coronavirus. And it'd be different if it was just confined to the people that behaved like this, but they spread it to other places, and they make it so much more dangerous for everybody else, and they imperil people, and they potentially risk the lives of other people through their own stupid selfishness. You see this out and about. If you're driving around, if you drive past big box stores that don't sell food, their parking lots are often full. I don't know why. I've seen car washes where people go in and have their car cleaned by other people where they're coming in and out of their car. I don't know how these are deemed essential businesses. It seems like this will be a violation of the law to me, but I've seen many of them continue to operate. This is not helpful. It is not helpful when you are out going to a business and you are allowed to go and you don't wear a mask, or you wear gloves, you don't wear gloves, or if you wear gloves all over town and spread the virus using that. If you're using gloves, you should throw them away after using them. It's important to wash your hands over and over again as best you can. Don't touch your face. All the things that you've been told, but some people just don't seem to care. And it seems like more people than you would expect that I've seen that continue to operate this way. And it's just going to make it worse. If people would just do what they're told, you're not really being asking to do that much. You're just, you know, having to stay home for a little bit. It's not like you're in solitary confinement or you're dealing with a war-torn country or, you know, you don't have electricity or food or anything like that. I mean, it's just more of an inconvenience than anything else. But people are selfish in the United States. A lot of people are. Fortunately, not everybody is. A lot of people are not selfish, but there's a surprising number of them that are. So stay home, deal with it as best you can, and hopefully it'll eventually be over. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.